Same thing happened with a cat. You want to hear the story? You all don't know that. Cat story, of course you know it. Because you see it on the screen so often, that cat playing with Baba's feet and all that. That's the cat that brought a whole family to Baba.
Pegu.
The name was Pegu. Yeah. So we were living in Guru Prasad. Have you? You haven't seen the bungalow yet because it is all. You are in, from Pune, yeah. No? There was a property called Guru Prasad. Do you recollect?
No, I don't.
How long you have been living there?
Quite some time, but I was in boarding school.
Where?
In Pune. Okay. I don't know.
So what happened is that Baba would always go during the summertime. Always means often, I should say. From March till the monsoon breaks out. So we'll be there, we are there, as usual, the people would be coming and Baba lovers would be flocking over there, Baba would give darshan and messages and this, and we'll have a good time with Baba. And that was a regular occurrence during summertime. One summertime it so happened, while Baba is there and we are there, the women would be in one wing of the bungalow, the men on one side of the bungalow. There was a huge drawing room. It was the bungalow of, a palace of Maharani Shanta Devi of Baroda. Now there is Guru Prasad there. It's a big complex there. Yeah. This is called Guru Prasad Memorial Hall. Have you been to that hall? Sam!
Yeah, dude, I was kidding.
Why are you so hesitant to tell him, show him around?
I'll take him
around. Yeah, go there. So that perpetuates the memory of Baba's presence in that whole arena there. Yeah. So whatever it is. So one fine day, when there was nobody around there, one fine morning it was, all of a sudden, one of the women sees something swiftly pass by in the room. And the lady was, shocked or amazed. What passed by? There was a shadow or something like that. And then found that there was a cat going by. Well, how did the cat come inside? There was no cat here. After about 15-20 minutes in another room, some other lady saw a cat pass by there. So they reported to Baba. Baba, there's a cat come over here. What's great about having a cat around here? Why not? Let it be. Forget about it. So that's how it was. But then it so happened that the cat was around there. It was lunchtime. So naturally, the hearts of women go out to give something, some little crumbs to the animal there. So they brought some milk there and some bread, you see, and all that. So it lapped up and was happy. Day passes by. The next day, in a posh car, comes a gentleman and a lady. Parked the car in the portico. He says, by the way, excuse us for intrusion. We are just the neighbors there. You see, our bungalow is there. He's pointing out, you see, right across the street. He says, we live there. Is there any cat that you have seen around here? So he said, yeah, since last a day and a half, we have been seeing it. It's wandering in the place. Yeah. That's my cat. Oh, have it. Baba is sitting there, so Baba says, what's the matter? Who came? I said, the gentleman says that the cat belongs to him and the cat has lost its way, so he wants to take the cat back. So tell him, take it. So he stops over there and starts calling out, Pegu, Pegu, Pegu. Pegu calls. The call is heard by the cat, animal. So Pegu comes there. and he pats the cat and all that sort of thing, and takes the cat. He's very happy that the pet animal has been found. So he goes there, takes the cat back. After a couple of days, he comes again. Has the cat come here again? He said, yeah, it's still here. He says, why does it leave the place and come over here? So then he takes it, bundles it up, you see, in a gunny sack and all that, and takes the cat back, keeps it tethered, feeds the cat, tries to feed the cat, but the cat doesn't eat. Does not know what to do. So he lets the cat off. Immediately the cat comes running to Guru Prasad. And you all have not seen the little strip of film that is there. It just always goes to Baba, plays with his feet, and always just rubs the head there and just licks Baba's toes and all that sort of thing. So it will come again, and Baba says, come again. You laugh and then have a good time, you see. Again, now husband and wife come and says, we are very sorry to disturb you time and again. I don't know what's happened with this cat. Why is it like that? Is it possible if our pet wants to, feels happy to live here, we don't mind. But please allow us to bring food for the cat, our pet, twice a day. Will it be all right if there won't be any intrusion. We'll put the plates there in the porch over there and Peggu will eat it. This is fine. It's good. Why not? Yeah, whatever it likes, you know, fish and other things and all that. Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, but it won't matter if we bring fish and all that here, because Baba, being a spiritual person, and then naturally has to ask whether the fish will be all right or non-vegetarian food and all that sort of. Such fads are not with Mayor Baba, of course. You eat fish?
Huh? Used to eat.
Why did you leave it? It's too costly now.
No.
Then?
I don't eat meat also.
Why? Okay, it's good. Be a vegetarian. So what I'm saying, with Baba there was no such restriction, I should make a mention to it. Yeah. Have you heard of Vivekananda?
Yeah.
I'll tell you about Vivekananda also. Okay, what happened is that the food would be brought every day, twice a day, by the couple. And they'll play with the pet, and they are very happy to see Peggu there and all that, and see that it eats its fill and all that. So they come regularly. So both get a thought. So we have been so particular to get food for our animal over here. Will it be all right if we were to ask that we can cook food for the people who are staying over here and bring some feast for them? So I'll have to ask Mayor Baba. So I asked. So Baba then says, call them inside. And Baba expresses his happiness and says, I am very pleased that you want to bring some food for us. We'll happily accept it. I'm pleased. So they brought a great feast for all men and women there. And from that time onwards, they started coming in and being with us. The whole family came there. So that's how Peggu brought the whole family to Baba. And Peggu died at Guru Prasad while crossing the street, you see, after Baba passed away, of course. Was it after Mervan?
Yes.
And then it's buried there in the campus of Guru Prasad. Had a good...
Yeah, that cupboard store.
Loudly.
The last visit, he got locked in the cupboard.
Last visit. Tell them about that.
When you all used to go back, then we used to clean up Guru Prasad and then lock it up and hand over the charge to the
keeper.
The keeper there. And Orchid used to be there for a day or so. So she was still there, and she left the cupboard open, one of the wardrobes there, on the women's side. And Peggy got into that wardrobe, and not knowing, or she had locked it up, and then she left. And this Peggy got trapped inside for, I don't know, for several days.
Several days.
And it's a bit, I don't know how Moite, the keeper there, somehow could hear some scratching sounds. And then the keys were not there, and they had to be called for. And they opened the wardrobe, and Peggy just stumbled out. Half dead.
And there's another, like, little portion is when Baba
and,
came.
Baba
yeah,
actually
that's
a, said that. I happen to mention that has Peggy been seen too or something?
Yeah, he yeah, because when Mara wrote it in the little storybook, he had told Korshed before you all left. He turned to her and said, "Now make sure that you take good care of Peggy. See that he's, you know, taken care of. He's out and all." And then she said, "Yes, yes," and didn't think about it. And then it happened just like Marwan's saying. But then Mara says, in the meantime, when you all were here, Baba started asking about Peggy and would say, "What do you think, Mara? Do you think Peggy's all right?" And she'd say, "Of course he's all right. But do you think he's getting fed well? Do you think this? Do you think that?" And then finally it got to such an extent that Baba had Mehru write a letter and give it to the whoever took the post to send it to Korshed. Now, Korshed writes back telling Baba everything's fine, but actually everything isn't fine because Peggy's locked in the cupboard. And then, of course, eventually he gets
and then the next year
released.
Yeah, and then the next year, when Baba dropped the body, and I think you all are here for the last darshan, the great darshan.
Yeah.
After that, then he used to stay at Guru Prasad only, and the owner used to send the food there, and it would eat there, and never leave Guru Prasad. And one day, he wanted to cross over, and got crushed by a vehicle.
So that's the cat who sacrificed his life, you see.
Went into seclusion as well by Sunday.
Yeah. It's a peculiar cat. And you see in the film also how it would run to Baba and be with Baba all the time and play with Baba.
Have you seen the cat?
No.
Should I show him that? Little book has a picture of it. Should I show him?
Yeah, why not?